Good evening, listeners, and welcome to the MacCorp Daily Podcast for Thursday, the 16th of July, 2020. And this is for all the ASX resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher. And this is an information podcast only. Please read our disclaimer on our podcast page. So let's start with the daily volume, which is up slightly from yesterday. It's at 1.41 billion today, and that's up from 1.31 billion yesterday. There were 504 stocks, ASX resource stocks, traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher, and that's up from 479 yesterday. Of the 504 ASX resource stocks that traded today, the average percentage gain was 0.88%, and that's down from an average of 2.06% yesterday. And of the 504 ASX resource stocks that traded today, there was 188 with a gain, and that's down significantly from 255 yesterday. And there was 138 with no gain, that's up from 105 yesterday. And there's 178 with a loss, and that's up significantly from 119 the day before. So the market's sort of up and down over the last few days as far as the amount of gains and losses. So let's look at the positive today with the top five best performing ASX resource stocks. And they were, at equal number one, we have Tyro Energy Limited, ASX code TOE. It had a percentage gain of 30%, and it also equal number one was Renew Energy Limited, ASX code RNE, and it had a percentage gain also of 30%. So congrats to holders of both those top number one ASX resource stocks for today. At number two, we have Resource Generation Limited, ASX code RES. It had a percentage gain of 28.57%. And rounding off at equal third, so this is the top five, is Metals Tech Limited, ASX code MTC. It had a percentage gain of 26.67% today. And at equal number five, if you like, or number three, is Impact Minerals Limited, ASX code IPT, and also 26.67% gain today. So congrats to all holders of those top five stocks, with obviously two being equal number one and two being equal number three, which rounds off the top five ASX resource stocks best performing today. Let's move on to the commodities. The best performing commodities today were gold, copper, and cobalt. Both those three commodities have been the best performing commodities at least for the last four trading days. So strong performances with those three commodities over the past few days. AusQuest Limited, ASX code AQD, was the highest traded stock today, and 4.77% of the company was traded. The best performing project locations were both Lachlan Folbelt and Pilbara Gold. Lachlan Folbelt being located in New South Wales predominantly, but also Queensland and Victoria, and Pilbara Gold being located in Western Australia. So let's look at the top 20 annual spend, average annual spend over the last 12 months by percentage of staff admin versus project spend. And with the top 20 today, the average is 52% spent on staff admin, and that's up from 47% yesterday, and that's leaving an average of 48% spent on projects. And this is over the last 12 months of spend for the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks for today. Let's look at the ERP statistics, and there was 139 stocks, ASX resource stocks traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher that use an ERP software solution. That's up from 137 yesterday. The average percentage gain was 0.34%, and that's down from 1.44% yesterday. Volume is also slightly down to 351 million today, and that's down from 376 million yesterday. And of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today, only one of them are using an ERP software solution. So let's conclude our MacCorp Daily podcast today with the overview of the top performing ASX resource stocks today, and remembering there are two. And we'll start with one being, okay, the first one we'll talk about is Toro Energy Limited, ASX code TOE. And we'll start with their projects. They have a number of projects, predominantly in uranium and gold, and they're at, throughout Canada and Western Australia. And they are in exploration, and they also have some advanced projects in pre-development. And that's with uranium. And as far as their project spend over the last 12 months, they've spent well in excess of $3 million on project spend and 750 plus thousand on staff admin. So that equates to 20% of money available being spent on staff admin and a high 80% being spent on projects. So definitely project-focused company. Currently in the bank, they have in excess of $4 million. That's excluding any recent or up-and-coming capital raise. They currently have a market cap of just over $35 million. There are just over 2.7 billion shares on offer. And as far as their share price performance this year, it started the year at 0.08 of a cent. And it's now up to 1.3 cents. So a nice little gain there for shareholders in 2020. Now let's look at their shareholding, and we'll start with the directors. And between the directors, they don't look like they own too much of the company. Might need to verify that one, but looking at the results, I can't see they own much. Looking at the top 20 shareholders, they currently own in excess of 57% of the company. So perhaps some of the directors have shareholdings in a company name, so that would be worth looking into. So overall, a project-focused company from looking at the amount of money they spend on projects versus staff admin. So that's the overview of Toro Energy Limited, ASX code TOE. Okay, and at equal number one today was Renew Energy Limited, ASX code RNE, and they have a number of projects throughout Australia, predominantly in solar energy. So a little bit different to mining exactly, but we are sort of including energy stocks now as well. We've just started adding those. And over the last 12 months, they've spent just under $900,000 on projects, and just over $3.4 million on staff admin. That equates to 80% being spent on staff admin, and 20% being spent on projects. But remembering their line of business is slightly different. They're in solar energy. Now let's look at their current bank balance, and this is excluding any recent or up-and-coming capital raise. They currently have just over $2.9 million in the bank. And looking at their market cap now, their market cap is just over $3.1 million, and they currently have just over 120 million shares on offer. And their share price started at 2.4 cents at the beginning of the year, and it's now at 2.6 cents. Let's look at the shareholdings, and we'll start with the directors. They own in excess of 12% of the company, so a nice strong holding there with the directors. And as far as the top 20 shareholders concerned, they own in excess of 35%. So that concludes the overview of the best performing, or the number one best performing stocks today, being Renew Energy Limited, ASX code RNE, and also Toro Energy Limited, ASX code TOE. So again, congrats to holders of both those stocks and being number one best performing ASX resource stock for today. So that concludes our MacCorp Daily Podcast. We hope you've gained some insights into today's trading in the ASX resource sector. And thanks for listening. And if there's anything you'd like to listen to in our podcast, please email Steve at MacCorp, MacCorp, with any topics or suggestions. And thanks again for listening. Good evening.